WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. The Carter Center said he died peacefully, surrounded by his family. The 39th chief executive, he was denied re-election by the voters in 1980, but as CBS's Nora O'Donnell tells us, he went on to put his post-presidential years to good use.
Jimmy Carter went on to have great success in his post-presidency. He established the Carter Center in Atlanta, working for peace around the world. And here at home, building houses for the needy through Habitat for Humanity.
Now I have this freedom to do things that I like to do and that an official of the U.S. government or the United Nations cannot do.
Presidential historian Lindsay Chervinsky tells CBS News Carter was very interested in the world beyond U.S. shores.
Because he had served around the globe, he had a real appreciation for different cultures, for the importance of self-sovereignty, and for understanding that not all conflicts have something to do with the United States.
More details now on plans for honoring Carter.
The former president's son says Carter passed away at the age of 100 Sunday afternoon around 3:45 at his home in Plains, nearly 2 years after entering hospice care. The family says there will be public observances for the former president, both in Atlanta and in Washington, D.C., followed by a private burial in Plains. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency, so state resources will be available for the services that will be held in Georgia. He's also ordered flags on all state buildings to be flown at half-mast for the next 30 days. Michelle Wright for CBS News, Atlanta.
Rosalind Carter, his wife of 77 years, died in 2023. South Korea is observing a week-long mourning period after the worst airline disaster in that nation's history with 179 deaths. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Jeju Airlines senior managers offered their apologies and condolences. It's hard to determine the cause of the accident, CEO Kim Ebe said. We will have to wait for the official investigation.
A deadly storm system moved across the southern U.S. over the weekend, spawning tornadoes and killing at least 4 people. CBS's Jason Allen.
In Alabama, continuous flashes of lightning lit up the night sky and winds toppled trees. The storm took the roof off a county courthouse and littered the town square in Athens, Alabama, with tree branches, bricks, and debris.
The storms caused some treacherous road conditions and delays or cancellations at airports. 10,000 flights delayed today, according to flight tracker FlightAware. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours. And Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio. Yes. Yeah, I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Boys I ever had.
We're together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. Radio double dip of the Jimmys. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmys get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy tracker in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, that's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking, justification for believing something is a higher knowledge is what the world is with.
Basis, moral, principles.
Panchromatic Steel with the Red Door and the Jimmy's Live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. fork in the road just disappears in the synchronization of our fears. We ain't scared anymore. We ain't scared anymore. And they do it again, they rest assured, justifying the torture we endure. But you can leave it at the door.
What do you got to lose? It's all right, I'm stronger than I was. What do I got to lose now? The fear is punchline, I'm setting up to kill. So what do I got to lose? Compromise. Why are you begging on me? It's time that we enjoy this life before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com. We'll be right back.
we've got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this?
It's awesome.
Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early on our Hmong Thee song, Jurassic Era. It's called Mondo and Rondo.
With silence again, his father is hungry, his mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin. Hey! finger, one on the past and nothing in between. One hand is hungry, the other is frightened. The rest of the picture remains to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Bangs, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed, we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Tom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where there will be a state funeral on Thursday, January 9th, for former President Jimmy Carter, who died today in Plains, Georgia. President Biden declared the date a national day of mourning. In an address to the nation, Biden spoke of Carter's humanitarian nature.
Can you imagine Jimmy Carter walking by someone and need something and just keep walking? Can you imagine Jimmy Carter referring to someone by the way they look or the way they talk?
Carter served as governor of Georgia before seeking the presidency in 1976, and he is being remembered there.
Following news of the 100-year-old former president's death, local residents came out to pay their respects. Among them, Tanner Jorgensen, who brought an Atlanta Braves hat as a tribute.
So I know he's a big Braves fan. He was a good guy. He was definitely a Georgia legend, and it was good to be able to pay tribute in any way. Hope his family is at peace. 100 years old, that's amazing. Accomplishment.
Members of